it took a while to get you to talk.
Yeah. Then I wouldn't shut up.
I'm okay with that. I really just wanted to reach through the computer and hug you. Like, it's okay. Well, it's not okay, but it'll get better.
Yeah.
You do seem a lot happier.
I'm glad. I am. I mean, I still have all the other problems that I'm always going to have, like the can't sleep and the nightmares.
But I really admire everything you've gone through, like your perseverance. It's impressive.
It sucks, too.
Yeah, always will.
Basically, you have a gift of helping people who are depressed. Where does your attitude come from?
When I was young, I was very soft. I cried a lot. And right after high school, I was engaged, and his mom pulled me to the kitchen making dinner one day and was like, "Don't worry, Mary, I'm going to train you to be the perfect housewife." It scared the hell out of me. I was like, I joined the army like a week later. We got a call for an IED that the Iraqi army had picked up. So I got it in the truck and I laid it down in there and it started to roll off and I went to grab it and it detonated. I could hear this woman screaming and screaming. And then I realized that it was me.
What kind of stuff do you have to deal with on a daily basis because of your injuries?
I'll tell you the worst part is I've never really liked being the center of attention.
And now you got a big sign on your forehead.
Yeah, but I have quite the collection of t-shirts. They say things like worst drummer ever. I have one that's got a big thumbs up and it says thumb wrestling champion. I guess the way I look at it is, yeah, I lost my arms and I'm mostly deaf. My face is scarred to fuck. But all of that has led to some really amazing opportunities. And I've helped a lot of people. I don't know if I could lead a happier life now.